Brokaw Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN, our live broadcast before the Chicago Blackhawks face the St. Louis Blues, presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park the new home for business, your business. And it's, I know it's none of my business what your business is, but just in case, that's what we want you to do anyway. All right, and there's a big red carpet celebration, which is still going on. There's some, a little bit of drizzle out there.
Sure.
But we still have the Hawks arriving. Judd Surratt, Judley is out there as the Hawks are arriving, and then they walk down the red carpet. And like I said, they're like arriving in limousines, and to me that just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't work for you? I like it. It's such a class affair. They come out, and the fans just erupt, and you get to see all your beloved players come back marching.
We find out who they're wearing, which is the most important question.
I want them
fashion questions.
I want them to arrive in their parents' minivans that drove them to, just in honor of their parents, the ones that drove them to all the juniors and all the other stuff, all the hockey,
carrying their own sticks with the
right.
It's dangling around their neck.
Right, and those big bags. Those big bags. Judley, don't you think that's a better way to do that?
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, and also, if you get a chance, you can go to that high fashion Hugo Boss and get a nice poncho from them.
You think they sell plastic ponchos?
They might. They might. I think I've seen that down Michigan Avenue. You know, like you walk through Xenia and it's this beautiful sequenced pattern, you know, and you can just kind of slap it over the suit. It looks beautiful.
Let me ask you a question here. Now I know when the limos pull up, the guys get out, and you got your cane and your Taves. Those guys travel in hoity-toity circles. They make a lot of money, and they're very famous international athletes. But when like the new kid, like Nick Schmaltz, when he gets out, and people don't know who he is yet, and he's a good-looking young, hey, as Harry Carey would say, he's a good-looking young man. You know, when he gets out, no one knows who he is. I mean, should he be in a limo or should he be in an Uber?
He's actually going to be in the back of a U-Haul. He might be riding on the roof rack, you know, as he slides in. You know, good Madison, Wisconsin kid, so I'm sure he's used to some different forms of transportation.
It sounds like a lot of fans there, Judd. What's the turnout today?
It's actually really good, surprising, considering the conditions. It's not raining as hard as it was earlier. It's still coming down fairly steadily, but it's kind of windy. But I tell you what, from where I am right here, halfway through the United Center all the way to the end of it where the statues are, Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull, it's lined on either side. So it's amazing to see this type of a turnout this early and in these conditions for this event.
Yeah, it is going to be – it's a lot of fun. And this has been a tradition now the last couple of years here at the United Center for the opening night. And, you know, people are very excited. The Cubs, clearly, it's an important story. It's a great story. It's an international story also. Mm-hmm. But you know, in a couple of weeks, that decision one way or the other will be had, and either it'll be the apocalypse or it will be just a very very sad moment. And then we're left with hockey season, right? I mean, we gotta get back down to, you know, what's important here, people.
Absolutely. Dropping the puck for the 82-game slate, starting off with a big game. It should be high-powered and high-charged tonight.
Judd, real quickly, what can you tell us about a couple of the rookies? Everyone's talking about Tyler Mott, Nick Schmaltz. What are we going to see from them tonight and this season?
Well, I think it'll be a little bit different, Kevin, because both are playing in some different positions. For a guy like Nick Schmaltz, you might see him a little bit more tonight than you will on a, you know, typical game that's on the road, because Joel Quenneville will have the last change, so he can kind of spot him and get him in the right matchups and get him in hopefully offensive zone draws. For a guy like Tyler Mott, you're going to see him a lot more frequently because he's playing alongside Marcus Kruger, and Joel Quenneville likes to use him to check some of the opponent's top lines. And I talked to Mott this morning. He said that's a position he's very comfortable with. That's something he did at the University of Michigan when he was playing under former St. Louis Blue and NHLer Red Berenson. The other guy to watch is this kid Gustav Forsling. We'll see how much Joel ends up using him, how he responds here tonight. I think at the beginning you're going to see him a little bit with Brian Campbell, but with the way that the Hawks are situated on the back end, you've got a few guys who can play the opposite side. Campbell is one of them. So you could see Forsling playing with multiple guys, but I think those are the three that come to mind. Don't forget about Ryan Hartman and Vinny Hinostroza, the local products. You see Hartman playing alongside Mott, and I think he's charged up and ready to go.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. They seem to be a little long on centermen right now, too, right? I mean, they've got, which is good, because I think last year they, and obviously, you know, They've lost some in the offseason. I don't even want to talk about it at the moment because it's going to make
right
us all
time.
So it's going to make us all very sad. But it's fun to see these two young kids in Mott and Schmaltz coming up that are that everybody in the NHL is talking about. You know, one of the great successes that the Cubs have had here is that they built up an incredible, you know, a back line of young talent coming into their farm system. The exact same thing can be said of the Blackhawks. That's why you're seeing this great almost decade-long run now for the Chicago Blackhawks, because they focused very intensely on finding great young talent, developing them and bringing them up and bringing them through.
Well, that's usually the best way to do it, but since you talk about the amount of centermen that are on the roster roll, and if you want to draw a parallel with the Cubs, just think about a guy like Javier Baez. You can play him basically in all different parts of the diamond, and Joe Maddon has obviously done that throughout the year. That's what the Blackhawks also have up and down their lineup. They have a lot of guys who can not only play the middle, but they can move to the wing if need be. And a lot of times, listen, when you're out there, it helps having another guy who can play the middle or take a draw just in case your centerman gets kicked out. You never know what's going to happen during the course of a game, but to have that type of versatility so you can mix and match as need be will certainly serve the Blackhawks well throughout the course of the season.
So you're going to see Taylor Mott, or you're going to see Schmaltz move out to the wings here on those lines that they're on for tonight?
Well, I think you're going to see Schmaltz in the middle tonight if everything plays out as we saw this morning, and obviously with Joel Quenneville, that can change very quickly. But you're going to see Schmaltz in the middle with Jordan Tutu on the right, Vinny Hinostroza on the left. Vinny's also a guy who can move to the middle. Mott, for the most part, is a winger. But also, those guys are very interchangeable when you think about the wingers that they have. Even though Mott is a guy who has a left shot, he can also come over and play the right side. You'll see the same thing with a guy like Ryan Hartman. So I know we like to get caught up in the combinations and seeing
that. We're in the weeds now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Although it is kind of fun that Schmaltz and Tutu are on the same line.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun
to
say.
Right, Schmaltz and Tutu.
All around.
Yeah, Tutu. Now,
are you thinking about a jersey, nickname
man.
For that line, Anna? Do you have something in the works?
Yeah. I just think it stands for itself right
now,
there.
Now, is he Tutor or Toots?
What is his nickname? Toots.
He's 22.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tutu.
Oh,
he's
no
Tutu.
Way.
Yeah.
How wild is that?
Well, listen, if your name is Jordan Tutu, you better have 22.
And he was born on February 2nd.
Tutu. Is it true?
Maybe he'll score two goals.
It's all 2-2. All around for 2-2.
Wow. Yeah.
The Blackhawks will take that.
Wow.
Hey, Judd, what have the players said about opening the season against which has become pretty much their biggest rival in the entire league, the St. Louis Blues?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Just talking to Ken Hitchcock this morning, he actually didn't feel like it was a rivalry until the Blues won last year and beat the Blackhawks in the series. Otherwise, he said, just to sort of paraphrase him, it was just two teams from two cities playing one another. But he said, I think that we now have the Blackhawks' attention, having beaten them last year in the first round in seven games. I guarantee that is still fresh in everybody's mind, especially for the core players, not just the guys who were here last year, but all the core players in that dressing room. They understand what happened last year. They understand what that series was like. You have to get off to a good start, especially in this division. In the big picture, that was a big weakness for the Blackhawks. They can't do that this year. They have to do a lot better against Central Division foes. And this week, three games and four nights, the first week of the season, all against Central Division teams.
I'm angry now.
Why are you angry?
Now, that was very angry.
Who already hated the Blues?
I hated the Blues. I've hated the Blues my whole life.
He got your attention.
Yeah, and then for Ken Hitchcock to go, oh, I don't know, is it really a rivalry? I don't know. I never heard about that.
No, you
never
know.
It would be like the Cardinals going, I don't know, is it a rivalry? I don't know. Oh, you know what? Ken Hitchcock, you know what you can go do? You barely almost didn't have a job. If he had not gotten past the Hawks last year, he would not be in the, he wouldn't be with the Blues this year. Isn't that true?
There's certainly a chance that that would have happened. You know, I think a lot of people still felt, even though they went as deep as they did last year in the Western Conference Finals before losing out to the San Jose Sharks, there was a chance he still wouldn't come back. It's an odd arrangement this year, unlike anyone I've ever seen, where Hitchcock has signed basically this will be his final year coaching the St. Louis Blues. And what they've done is that Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the Blues, has brought in a coach in waiting who will be one of his assistants this year.
Oh, good.
And that is Mike Yeo, who got canned last year for the Minnesota Wild.
Right, exactly, and because Mike Yeo had all that young talent, and it didn't really work out for him. And I would like to say this one thing about Hitchcock. Good, and I hope he has to pay the team to be there too. I hope that would be good.
So there.
Yeah, we got the mustache.
Yeah.
Fear the stash.